Hey there, I'm Kenny.
And I'm Nell, and you're listening to
Just the Two of Us.
Welcome to the fourth episode of the Just the Two of Us podcast with Kenny and Nell. I am Nell.
And I am Kenny. And to be fair, I'm really surprised that we got to episode four.
I am too.
When you start talking about doing this, I was neither here nor there on the podcast. We were doing the YouTube thing. And
you didn't think we would follow through.
No, but then, you know, mixers and microphones and things of that nature start showing up at the house. I'm like, well, we're spending the money. I guess we might as well record a podcast. But here we are in episode four. So.
Yeah. Okay. So those of you who are listening, thank you very much for tuning in. We really appreciate all of you. And after looking at all of the analytics, we realized that a lot of you are listening from Japan. So thank you to our Japanese listeners. We appreciate you so much. And, of course, the United States. I mean, you lag behind Japan. Come on, step it up a little bit, but we're still thankful.
Be a timing thing.
Yeah. Anyway, today, on today's episode, we have two very special guests here with us, and they are Lauren, friend of mine who has been a friend of the family since I was born. Well, she was born because she's younger than I am, and I will never admit that anywhere else, but she is. But our families go way back, and so we're very excited to have Lauren on. Hello, Lauren. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi. And we also have a very longtime friend of mostly Kenny's, now ours. His name is Shorty.
A.K.A. Justin.
Yeah, I mean,
some people don't even know his real name.
I didn't for the longest time.
That has happened.
So, multiple occasions.
Yes. Hello, Shorty. Welcome.
What's up, guys?
So today's episode is Sink Life versus Dink Life. And if you don't know what either of those terms mean, Sink Life is single income, no kids, and Dink Life is double income, no kids. So Shorty represents Sink Life, and Lauren represents Dink Life. So if you stay tuned till later in the podcast, we're going to play a really fun game, Sink Life versus Dink Life, and it's going to be a Family Feud style game. Who's excited?
I am.
what do you mean if they stay tuned?
You're a Debbie Downer.
I'm a Debbie. You're the one that said if they stay tuned. They certainly should be staying tuned.
Yeah, it shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Okay.
I anticipate high ratings on this one.
You're on it. I don't know about that. when people hear the mention of your name, they're gonna unsubscribe. That's how I feel.
I'm bad for your brand.
Yeah.
I'd like to point one quick point here. I filled up her glass of Prosecco approximately 45 seconds ago before we started, and I think I'm about to get the eyeballs about filling it up again.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like,
I just looked at your glass.
It was full.
Oopsie.
She's like, I'm drinking if I got to do this podcast.
Shorty's just comfortably over there in the corner, just hanging out with his beer, like, hey, I'm chilling.
Yes, so Shorty and I are drinking beer, ladies, Prosecco.
We are. It's delicious, crisp, refreshing. La Marca Prosecco. Sponsor us, please.
I mean, you can't really
Sparkling, I love it.
I'm not sure you can really do a podcast if you're not drinking.
I think you can.
Well, I mean, drinking makes most things better. Let's be honest.
You're not wrong.
It's definitely true.
All right. So
Kenny, about that?
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
I need a refill. They are going to continue to talk. Say, hopefully, semi-intelligent things, and I'm going to refill her Prosecco. Be right back.
BRB. All right. So I think with that, we're going to get into the first question here. A couple of these questions will pertain to both Sink Life and Dink Life, and a few of them will be specific to each person's situation. So let's start off with a question for both of you. Describe your current relationship status / life status. Like, where are you in life? Tell us a little bit about yourselves, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Ladies first.
Ooh. Okay.
I knew that was coming.
So I am 35.
That's it.
About to be 36.
No, you're not. You Am mean? I 37? No, I'm going to be.
Yeah, you're 36. You're going to be 37.
You didn't even know how old you are.
All right, go ahead.
You're old. Wow. You're facing 40.
Staring down the barrel.
Right, she said it.
Oh, my gosh.
I am married to my husband, Craig, for it will be 7 years.
Seriously?
This year.
Oh, my mm-hmm. gosh.
And I currently am the operations director for Three Buckets Wealth Management.
Ooh, Three Buckets Wealth Management.
We're currently located in Latham, New York, in case you're interested, but we can work anywhere.
And we are looking for podcast sponsors, right. So Three Buckets.
And yep.
You know.
And currently, we have 2 dogs and no children.
Mm.
And if you are familiar with our YouTube channel, if you're crossover listeners and YouTube subscribers, our video from upstate New York with the rail biking featured
That's
Lauren
right, yep.
and her husband Craig. So,
and by the time this podcast comes out, the new one with Baltimore, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, will be Lauren is in that one as well.
Correct. And you will see her trying her first oyster.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. So and they were delicious.
If you're Good. Interested in watching Lauren eat her first oyster,
it's something
if you're into that
see.
Sort of
it's
thing,
something to see.
Check us out.
Yeah.
And make sure you like and subscribe.
Kenny and Nell YouTube.
That's yeah. right.
Kenny and Nell YouTube.
Shorty's like, smash that subscribe button. Smash it.
All right, Shorty, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you in life?
I am 43. Is that right, Kenny? Am I 43?
Nobody knows how old they are here.
43, single, bachelor man.
Yeah.
I'm a
ladies. Email us, kennyandnell@gmail.com, if you want to
we'll
date with Shorty.
We'll put this picture up later.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm a partner in a residential construction company. We do a little bit of everything. And no kids, no dog, no cat.
No
just,
wife.
Just me.
No gal. Yeah. All right. So
plenty
literally.
Of trophies hanging from the wall.
Flying tenderloins too. Yeah. They're delicious.
To clarify, I'm an avid hunter, sure. So I have some taxidermy on the walls. Yeah.
Ladies, you will never go hungry. You'll have lots of fresh meat.
and some wild game.
I was trying to figure out how to jump in on that. And I'm glad you took over. Good job.
Okay.
Shorty is not on Tinder, but if anybody's interested, we can probably make that happen after a night of drinking.
We can set you up with some fresh meat. All right. So this is another question directed to both of you. Tell me what your thoughts were on having kids earlier in life. When you were, let's say, 23, where was your thought process in having kids?
I didn't want them. To be completely honest, I had no desire. I grew up an only child, so I wasn't around a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And and so I didn't really, you know, other than my friends, I never really had that mothering natural instinct that
we
I
still
think
don't,
some people
by the way.
Have, and I don't. Yeah.
Nell still does not have the mothering
I
natural
don't know
instinct.
That I do either, but it was definitely not something that I really had any strong interest in.
Right.
In any way.
Did you prefer a career over kids, or did you just not want to have kids?
I don't think I really thought about, you know, one versus the other. I just think I was not really, it wasn't something that I really knew how I would fit that into into my life. I guess I will say I certainly preferred to go after some things in my career versus, you know, my dream is not to stay at home and raise a kid. It's just not my...
Not your cup of tea?
No.
That's cool.
To be honest, I mean, I feel like as a guy, I never really gave it much thought as far as having kids.
Right.
I probably just assumed, like, at a younger age, I assumed that I would probably have kids at some point, but...
Because that's just, like, the normal...
Yeah, that's the norm, but I didn't give it much thought.
Okay. That's fair. I'm not sure that a lot of people or kids, I should say, at 23 really think too much about that, but... I guess for a lot of people, it's either like a strong desire to have kids or it's just whatever my significant other wants to do. Or
I think it also, I mean, at that age, certainly it probably makes a difference as far as where you are in, like, are you single? Are you, mm-hmm. I mean, if we're using 23 as the number, are you single at 23?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that is interesting because you were married at, you were 22, weren't you, when you got married?
Yeah.
So I know you've spoken about it in general fashion, like, just a little bit on here, but mm-hmm. what was your thought process really in regards to that? I mean, were you specifically looking to go after something specific in your career versus that, or?
No, I mean, I kind of remember being like 8 years old and I would pretend to sell jewelry on my bed, you know, like as a kid, you just, oh, I have a business or, you know, I'm selling something. And I just kind of, I don't know. I think a normal 8 year old does that. Like our godson, Jack, like he has Jack's Pizza Parlor, you know,
he has
his own business and that's just something that kids do. But I kind of took that and thought at the same time, I'm not having kids. I'm actually going to do this. And it's weird because I don't think kids really take it that far at such a young age. But I think that I really knew at a really young age, like, I don't want one of me.
Like, no one does, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
the world agrees.
I told everybody when I was a kid, I'm not having kids. And nobody believed me. They always said the same thing. Oh, you'll change your mind when you're older. Or, you know, I went to my gynecologist at 18. I was like, lady, tie them. Tie them. And she was like, no, I can't do that. And I would just ask every year. You're too young. You may change your mind. I'm telling you, I am not changing my mind.
Do I need to answer that same question?
Yes, I think you should. Because you knew, I would assume. Sorry, I'm like interviewing.
Lauren has taken. This is now the Just the One of Us podcast with
so I'm
Lauren.
To be I'm not motherly.
To be fair, she's had a bottle of Prosecco. Right. So
yeah, that's true.
But knowing when you started to date her that she didn't want kids, what was that?
Well, I didn't care at all. Mm-hmm. No, it didn't.
So
mean,
you were kind of like Shorty in the situation.
Honestly, I'm a lot like Shorty in that situation, is where I really didn't think much of it. I mean,
now had she been someone who was diehard, I want to have kids.
Yeah, then we probably would have. I mean, yeah. I was all in on us. Mm. And if it would have been, I mean, I was neither here nor there. Now, I mean, looking back now, I'm really glad that we didn't. But I mean, at the time, it wouldn't have mattered. Like now, if she wanted to be like the Brady Bunch or something like that, like, I mean, like, well, okay, hold up.
Right.
But I mean, if she had just
divorced me,
yeah,
too.
If she'd have just wanted. You know, say one child, it wouldn't have been like, okay, I guess we have a child.
I would never have one child because I would fear that it would turn out like this one over here to my left.
No one wants that.
No, precisely.
But yeah, so that's my story. I mean, it really, you know, looking back on it now, it's like, it actually, I think, worked out the way it was supposed to. I don't know that I'd want it a different way, to be honest.
Well, that's so... That's so nice.
Well, I will say this, because I think we've had not similar, but same type of thing. There also becomes a point where it is a little bit different when you choose not to versus when someone says you can't.
Very true.
From like a medical
Absolutely.
Standpoint.
Absolutely. Completely
that
agree.
Can make things a little bit.
Yeah, that's totally different. Completely different.
Yeah, it's not close.
No, not at all. So this next question is for both of you, but it's different in context. So for Lauren, the question is, do certain situations make you wish you had kids? So we'll start with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I specifically having been here this week, I have spent time with not only you guys, but a lot of my friends and some family that have children, and I see how that has been for them and their interactions with their kids and, you know, some people that I work with who have children. And so sometimes it's kind of like, oh, that, you know, yeah, that would be nice. That would be, you know, maybe I do want that, you know, that sort of thing. And okay. It's tough. There are situations where I think, like, God, that would be nice. You know, kid runs up and hugs them and, like, things like that. Then there's the parts where, right, which usually I'm not a hugger. You know that.
No. You got me a shirt that says not a hugger. And we have the same shirt. Where's this coming from? Well, do I even know you anymore?
Well, that's you, though.
I don't know about New York, Lauren.
Yeah. She's different.
She changed.
She changed. She
changed you.
She changed you. And then there's times when I'm like, but, you know, I like things the way they are.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think something I mentioned to you before was the idea of, like, everyone says there's no perfect time, right, to have a child.
Oh, I'm waiting for my finances to be straight or...
Right. And I'm very type A, very controlling, very need plan.
I know.
Oh. That's true. Need to have things a certain way. And so, but now that you get to that point where you're kind of like, you know, finances are better and things are stable, then there's a part of me that's like, but I don't really want to change it because we can kind of do what we want and we don't have to really worry about anybody but ourselves. And we can go on vacation or we can do that house project.
You can take a random Saturday flight that you could have easily driven. Only because,
so
well, not only because, but mostly because.
Less to worry about, right?
Less to worry about. And she wanted to go to Jimmy's.
That's true.
But she's assuming that she wouldn't have just driven down here. We wouldn't have just driven to Jimmy's anyway.
I know.
Right. Which I know that we could have done.
Never do that.
However, but things like that. My newfound love for flight.
Your newfound love for flight.
Right. So you just,
oh my gosh. Right.
You just put your backside on a plane.
Right. And came down here.
Yeah.
And blessed you all for a week.
I can.
Oh, what a blessing it is.
But that's another thing, right? It would have been a lot harder to.
Absolutely.
I can relate to the flying thing. I remember back for our honeymoon, way back when. Was the first time that I had ever flown.
The first time Kenny ever flew. We went to Las Vegas for our honeymoon because my parents paid for it and it was cheap. So, you know,
the fact that your parents paid for it made it cheap.
Well, I mean, it was cheaper.
I'm like, I don't know if it was cheap, but the fact that they paid for it.
No, but I just remember him like.
Shout out to Randy and Jill. Appreciate it.
They sponsored this podcast.
Well, yeah. Well, they sponsored the honeymoon and the wedding.
And the wedding.
So I just remember him just staring out the window the entire flight. So, like, we live right outside of Philly. We flew out of Baltimore, from Baltimore to Las Vegas. So that's a good, you know, 5.5 hour flight.
For your first flight.
And he just stared out the window the entire time.
And I was completely hooked.
Yeah.
Flying.
That's exactly how I feel.
Freaking awesome. So you went to Palm Springs? Is that right?
I went to Disney first.
Right. Okay.
It was my first flight.
And then for work, you went to
Palm Springs, and that was multiple flights in a very short amount of time.
So in like 2 days, you took like.
That was via Three Buckets Wealth Management.
Three Buckets Wealth Management.
Who will eventually sponsor a podcast.
Podcast.
Still looking for this sponsorship. So.
Not a sponsor yet.
Not a sponsor yet.
So I look at things like that, though, you know, because I kind of found that later in life and saw how much that could open up your world, really,
literally
to do that. And so there's a part of me that's like, wow, you know, I really wouldn't want to forego that. I'd love to be able to still do that. But then I do look at people like, you know, our friends, John and Aaron, and, you know, how much they kind of still do that, even though they have, you know, and they're wonderful parents.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I do think there's an aspect where you can have it both ways, though, as well.
Absolutely. Totally agree. All right. So the question for Lauren was, do you think that certain situations make you wish you had kids? The question for Shorty is, do certain situations make you wish you had a significant other?
Yeah, of course.
So I think in the past you've told me that weddings, funerals, things like that.
Yeah, the obvious ones. Sure.
Right. But are there certain situations in your daily life that make you wish you had a significant other?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it'd be nice to have someone to go home to sometimes, but, you know, there's definitely times.
Okay. I mean, like a thirsty Thursday?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have you guys then, so.
We're basically both your wives at that point, because. We just always.
Wow.
I know. I just.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means. But no, we just go together. Like, there's no, like.
You just assume it's.
It's just.
Yeah, it's Kenny Nell.
It's Kenny Nell and Shorty. Like,
right, on Thursdays.
Yeah.
How long have we been doing that? I was just thinking about that as we were getting into this conversation.
It's been several years.
I don't even know where that started.
Yeah,
You've been
getting together for several years on Thursdays?
Yeah, this is like our thing.
We should rename this podcast
A Thirsty Thursday.
If one of us is away and doing something or something, but rarely, we probably only miss a handful a year. So.
Wow, I did not realize that.
We've been doing this for, and we've had people join us a couple times. Dustin,
special guest,
came along. Heather came along a couple times. Heather's come along a couple times. Mm-hmm. Jessica was even once or twice.
Yeah.
Now Lauren's here.
Yeah.
So we've had
a John and Aaron appearance for Thirsty Thursday too.
Yeah, that was before a vacation.
Yeah,
that was before Myrtle Beach. Yeah, so we like the vacation.
Yeah, a lot.
Check out their YouTube channel.
A lot.
This whole podcast is a plug.
This whole podcast is a YouTube plug. These are the YouTubers that started a travel vlog 3 months before a pandemic. Those are those people. So here we are.
All right. So we're going to move on to the next question. This one is for Shorte. Your thoughts on dating right now? How ambitious are you? How important is it to you to be pursuing dating right now?
There's no woman here with him, so he's not that ambitious.
Wow.
Well, he's not. He's not wrong.
No, I guess it
was a joke.
But no, I mean, yeah. To say I'm putting forth a lot of effort would be a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's crazy time. I mean, dating sucks, period, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've heard that from my other single friends especially now these days.
Well, even just my personality, I'm not.
You're saying you have a wretched personality?
No, I'm saying getting to know people is not my thing. Once I know you.
Being put on the spot on a date. Which is basically we have to get to know each other time.
Right.
Yeah. I could see it. Okay. I respect that.
Yeah, I guess especially if you haven't met the person before, if it's just somebody you met on a dating site or even if it's a blind date.
And I'm sure very difficult during COVID.
kind of like a job interview, really.
Yeah. No, it honestly
can be. It's, yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel like that dating is like that now. I mean, with these sites and everything. I mean, my friend Jessica is constantly, she's going back and forth between.
She's online?
Yeah, she goes online. She does, she's done a matchmaker thing before. And it's literally she's being set up on these interviews. And it just seems so, to me, it seems so sterile.
It's not natural.
It's not natural.
It's, yeah.
I mean, back
when it's not natural conversation.
Said,
or,
yeah.
Have you ever used the
no.
apps or anything?
No.
Yeah. I mean, well, Tinder is just, it's not a dating app. It's like a,
yeah, it's a think, hookup site.
Right.
I think we all know what Tinder's for.
But I mean,
they
back
don't
when,
sponsor this podcast.
No, we're not looking for Tinder.
And I am not looking for that sponsorship. However, Three Buckets Wealth Management. Carry on.
No, I mean, back when we were dating, when Kenny and I were dating, I mean, it was just my friend is single or, come meet this girl or, it was very natural. Or you knew somebody who knew somebody. It was just very, organic.
Yeah, I think it seems a little less that way now. I mean, on the outside looking in,
It
seems a little less organic and more so just
it is 100%
swiping left or right for the most part, right? I mean, it's cliche, but it's pretty much what it is anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. All right. So, next question is for Lauren. Do you feel like women without kids are taken advantage of in the workplace? I don't know why I thought to ask this question, but I feel like in the past, I've either heard stories or experienced stories from other people, from other women in general, who have mentioned that they felt like in the workplace, if they didn't have children, they were the ones that were always asked to stay late or go do this instead of, because this person had to go do something with their kids or their family, that they were always the ones being asked to go above and beyond, more so than the women who had families at home, or they were given special treatment because they had kids at home. Do you feel like that's an issue?
From a personal standpoint, I don't. Mm-hmm. But from a general standpoint, I can see definitely where you're coming from with that.
Yeah.
I think it can be assumed that, like you said, that person can stay late, or this person can, you know, head this project or that project because they don't really have anything, mm-hmm. but maybe a husband at home, even more so if they are completely single.
Right. But right? Even so, in the workplace, speaking of like heading up a project, mm-hmm. so do you feel like women without kids maybe have more of an advantage over women that have kids in the workplace?
I mean, I could see where that could happen. Mm-hmm. I could see where it could go both ways. The aspect of more might be expected of them, but that person also may be given
mm-hmm.
certain things because they don't have that extra outside, I don't want to say distraction, but
right.
but something else that they have to take care of.
Right.
Because I still think that sometimes we fall into those general, you know, those roles, right?
Sure.
So it's, you're a mother.
Yeah.
And then
everybody has a role right, in life.
So
right?
are you a mother first? And then, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
I guess I kind of prescribe to the idea that why can't I do both?
Yeah.
You know, why do I have to be, you know, seen as an operations director or a mother? You know
right.
what I mean? Or,
right.
you know, why do I have to be one or the other above the other thing?
Right.
Is kind of where I'm at with that. So I definitely do see that could be a possibility
mm-hmm.
in certain places. Certainly businesses where you travel mm-hmm. and things like that. Again, not that it's not done by women that have children.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that there could be some bias in who may get, you know, those certain.
Yeah, those roles. Yeah. I see. How about you guys? Kenny, Shorty, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I was actually just thinking about Lauren, so I never really thought about the flip side of that, where she said that, I mean, not personally,
mm-hmm.
have you experienced any bias, but there could be bias the other way. Because you may get opportunities simply because, well, you have the ability to put the time in. Mm-hmm. You have the ability to do this or do that simply right. because not you have the ability, but you have the situation in your life constitutes you to be able to handle this situation better. And you could get opportunities that others don't get. So I don't know that I actually thought about it that way.
Yeah.
That was interesting though that you brought that up, because you kind of flipped the question around a little bit, and that makes perfect sense because it could go that way
mm-hmm.
where a single female, we say female about this. I'm not sure this, I don't know.
It may not be female.
No,
but
I would agree. I don't think it has to be female.
It doesn't have to be female, but I do think it probably works that way a little more often mm-hmm. than not. In that direction.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like it or not, and this is not necessarily true, especially not in 2021. Everybody thinks as, you know, the guy goes out, and you know, the woman for a long time was thought of to make the sacrifices as far as career and things like that to accommodate having the child. And while the guy just kind of went on and kept on his normal professional life, and that is obviously changed a lot,
mm-hmm.
rightfully so. And so it's not as much like that anymore. Like, look, I'll be a stay-at-home dad if I had to.
We discussed it.
I think we discussed it
on Saturday. And yeah. I mean, to be 100% honest with you, my husband would be happy if we had kids to stay at home and to handle that and
right.
to, you know, and I would be more than happy to have him do it because quite honestly, I think he'd be better than I am, believe it or not.
100%, I think Kenny would be way better at that.
And it's just, you know, and I don't think, but I do think there's still some of that can happen with men.
I would not feel like less of a man staying home.
Not.
I mean, it's not.
It's not.
It is. I mean, it's a team. I mean, we are definitely
for sure.
a team in just about everything, and I don't think that would be any different.
I like it. Any thoughts over there, Shorty?
You guys nailed it.
What do you think?
Excellent job.
I honestly, I asked the question because I've heard of experiences before from women feeling like they had, I would say they looked at it as less of an advantage if they didn't have kids because they were constantly the ones being called upon. But if you look at it differently, I'm the one getting the opportunity perspective, then that's a game changer. So I think it could honestly go either way. And if there are employers that are, you know, if women are being treated equally, that's even better. I don't think that having kids should make such an impact in your career.
I mean, I don't think either way, right? I don't think whether you have a child or you don't have a child should make a difference in,
right,
you know, if you're the best qualified person for that.
Exactly.
You know, I just don't think that should.
Right. It shouldn't be a factor.
Yeah. Play into it.
Yeah. We have nailed the question portion of this endeavor here, and we're going to get into the most exciting part. This is Sink Life versus Dink Life.
This is everything I expected.
What do you mean?
Is that good?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's
okay.
Very good. Shorty and I were talking about this last night because he was remodeling his living room. So I went over and helped move some furniture back into his living room.
Yeah, thanks, and, by the way.
At his bachelor pad?
At his bachelor pad.
At his bachelor pad.
He is
single. And very ready to
he
mingle.
Is single, part owner of a company, and owns his own house.
And it's extremely clean. It's one of the cleanest houses I've ever been to.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, I'm telling
we're really
you, it's
talking,
true.
I mean, he's gonna be flooded.
This podcast is all about sponsorships and getting Shorty a date.
Right.
That's what it's about.
But anyway, I mean, where I was going was we were talking about this, and I said the cool thing about doing the podcast is that you really have no idea where the conversation is going to go. And you think about starting to have the conversations and you're like, well, I don't know, like if I'm going to be able to make it interesting or anything like that. It's always interesting.
It
always just goes some way. And all of a sudden you look down and you've recorded an hour worth of content and you're like, oh, wow. So, I mean, it just happens.
Yeah.
That's what makes this fun, actually.
That's true.
I will say I was nervous, but it is very,
it's a lot easier with Prosecco, right?
Yeah, the fact that she drank an entire bottle of Prosecco in the first
we'd like
5
them
minutes.
To sponsor this podcast.
La Marca Prosecco.
But it, yeah, no, that may have helped. But yeah. No, it is fun. It is fun to have the discussion.
Yeah, it's fun to, you know, just gather. And I mean, it's fun to gather.
It is fun.
That's true. They after just looked at the together. Mask mandate.
Yes. Special
at
Thursday,
the time of
Thursday.
This recording, they have lifted the mask
yes,
mandate.
Just hours.
Well, they didn't lift the mask mandate.
Well, so the CDC changed their recommendation. You know, it's interesting. Yeah. One more thing before we get into the game. We talked about doing the YouTube stuff, right? Where even if it never goes anywhere as far as having all these followers and making any money from it and all these things, we're always going to have a lot of memories to look back on.
It's
like personal,
true.
Like home videos or
so
whatever, whatever you think. But recording the podcast, like this is out there now. And, you know, we could not do podcasts 10 years from now. Who knows what's going to happen? And we could just listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh my God, you remember 10 years ago there was that weird, like,
that
virus
pandemic?
That was out there?
Yeah.
And, you know, so we're talking about the mask, but it's like funny, like you may listen to this 10 years from now, like, oh my God, I forgot about that. Like there was this weird virus 10 years ago.
This weird virus.
Well, I mean, you could, I mean, because it'll quickly go from, because life happens.
Yeah.
And it gets fast.
Absolutely.
And it quickly goes away from your memory. I mean, in, you know, a year or so, you're back to normal life. You're back to doing whatever it is you were, traveling and working and everything.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it just becomes a completely distant memory you don't think about. And then you just randomly hear this podcast 10 years from now. You're like, oh my God,
I
forgot about that.
It was also interesting when I read that, not to get too off topic, but when I read that, I kind of was like, oh, I'm a little bit like, I feel like I would feel weird now not wearing the mask. Like,
I
know.
You know
what I mean? Like you automatically, it's interesting how as humans we become so.
You get so adapted.
Yeah.
To you really
like
are
that.
A chameleon. You really are. Let the games begin. All right.
Oh boy.
So, okay, this is a Family Feud style game. There will be 3 questions, and you will each have opportunities to answer, okay?
Okay.
So Sinclair versus Dinklife. Shorty is playing for Sinclair. Lauren is playing for Dinklife. Here are the rules. Okay, so whoever raises their hand first has the first opportunity to answer the question.
Okay.
If that contestant fails to answer, the opponent now has an opportunity to answer.
Okay.
You each get 5 seconds to give an answer. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So there will be 3 chances. So I'll ask a question. Shorty will have a chance to answer. Blah, blah, blah. We'll give each, because there are about 8 possible answers for each question. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll give 3 chances. Now, each answer has a total, okay, of an amount. All right? Whomever has the highest amount at the end of the game is the winner.
Okay.
All right.
Is this sponsored by Family Feud?
This is not
okay.
Sponsored. Family Feud, if you're out there, give us a sponsor.
I'm not really sure that Family Feud is listening
Steve
to
Steve Harvey.
Podcast.
Come on.
Do
however,
not have a chance.
However,
not
Three Buckets Wealth Management.
They will all listen.
Good.
They will all listen.
They are all going to listen.
I already told them, Kenny.
Because Lauren's going to go back to the office and she's going to pump this
yes.
through the building, and they will have no option, even though
they
hate
play
it.
On a loop in the reception area.
Do you have any clients that could sponsor us?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
All right, are we ready to play? First question. All right, remember, first person to raise their
hand okay.
has the first opportunity.
I know who's raising her hand first.
Names. Come on, you guys. You're playing for Sinclave and you're playing for Dinklave.
Yeah, I want to win.
On, get it for your community, okay? All right.
Get in where you fit in.
Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. No one's raising their hand. Oh, Lauren. Lauren with the first guess.
Cupcake.
Okay. All right. All right, Lauren says cupcake. Now, we're going to ask this question again. We get 3 shots. Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife.
Honey bun?
Ooh, Shorty with the honey buns. All right, we got that. All right, last chance. Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife.
I don't think I'm allowed to play, am I?
No, but
sugar britches.
Yeah.
Sugar britches. All right, Shorty with sugar britches.
Good call.
All right. That question is now completed. Okay, second question. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what?
I definitely need to stay out of this one.
Is this a family-friendly podcast?
Yeah, it could be whatever you want
because
it to be.
The description says clean.
Well, the description on the other episode said clean. So, Lauren.
Hair.
Hair. She says, oh, hair. Okay. All right.
That is a personal attack, and I'm not here for it.
But look at my husband. Awesome.
Again, a personal attack, and I'm not here for it.
Wow.
All right, second opportunity. Ooh, if there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? Lauren again.
Ears for listening.
Ears?
For listening.
Don't all humans come with ears?
No.
Not all of them. There are.
Oh,
okay.
That's a separate
all right,
discussion.
All right, ears.
I think it's.
Like for listening.
I think it's. Less of a physical
right,
thing
correct. It's
and
more
of a literal thing.
Right.
Got it. Okay. All right. Third opportunity. Last chance here. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people tried to buy one with what?
I mean, the obvious comes to mind, but I don't know that we can say it.
What is the obvious, Lauren?
Money. I'm going to chime in.
No,
oh, wow.
No, Kenny, because as a woman in 2021, I don't need your money.
Ooh, a snap, girlfriend. I am here for it.
But you do need my Prosecco.
That is true. true.
I'd like to break this podcast with an interruption with a sponsorship from Three Buckets Wealth Management. Oh, wait, they're not a sponsor.
They
yet.
Are.
They're not, but that's where she gets her money.
All right, so third opportunity has gone down the drain. Hey.
Oh, I was going to say an amazing personality like myself.
Amazing personality. Well,
such as
we'll
myself.
Give you, we'll
to
give
be
you that.
Super awesome.
Yeah. An awesome husband like me.
So he's a partner. He's a partner in a local.
In a local residential construction company.
Well,
yes.
It depends. You say local. That depends where you live.
He's a partner in local a construction company.
Well, I mean, you can't even totally say just residential.
He is
true.
I mean,
you have done office work and things like that, yes. So that's definitely not residential.
Shout out to Edward Jones and the Lowry's. Yeah.
He owns his own home. He likes to travel.
He likes long walks on the beach.
He says he doesn't cook, but he does.
He does cook.
He made some duck at times. Good.
Delicious.
And he says has an awesome personality.
Yeah. I mean, he literally calls himself awesome. He also has, lady, he has a tuxedo t-shirt. He
that
is ready for a night
true.
On the town.
That is
That's
true.
Right. In the formal
that
wear.
That is true.
All right. Third and final question. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa.
Pee on his lap.
Ooh, shorty with pee on his lap. Second opportunity. Go, Lauren.
Pulls on his beard.
You know, the answers are coming easier for this one than they were the other two.
Yeah.
And we all looked at you funny when you...
Yeah.
I know. Just trust the process. All right. Third and final opportunity. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Lauren.
Cries on his lap.
Does that make him naughty or just a brat?
I don't know. It's like...
A brat.
There's a difference.
Well, that's true.
Yes, there is.
I'm not sure because none of us have children. So I don't
know. That's true.
Yeah. I would be annoyed by the crying.
I'm guessing there's a difference.
I'm annoyed by your voice.
Wow.
Oh, it went there.
Right. Disclaimer. Time out. Disclaimer in the podcast. You have to understand the bizarro relationship.
It's not bizarre if you've been there.
These two... Women have
we're born it into.
Is, we're born into. So if you hear a little harshness, it's really not literal. It's just, you know.
It's how we show our affection.
Yes, it's how they show love. It's also how they show love in their marriages, which is part of the problem.
Only for you.
Is this why you don't have kids, Lauren? Yeah. So we are going to tally up the scores here, and ooh, we are, wow. Okay, we're close here. In the battle of Sink Life versus Dink Life, the winner is Sink Life.
Oh.
By a score of 6 points. Shorty himself has scored 57 points, while Lauren has scored 51.
Unbelievable.
I can't even believe it. You've got to be like Monica on Friends right now. Not comfortable at all with losing.
I'm not comfortable
And willing
with losing.
To throw anyone under the bus. Could you
there
be
another...
any more Friends?
Oh, there it went.
Is there another question?
It doesn't matter. I'd still win.
Oh! Well, ladies and gentlemen,
he's a partner in a construction.
You're still trying to sell me. He just beat you.
Yeah.
And sarcastic.
I know, but still.
See, that's how awesome I am.
Yeah. Are you so awesome that you use Three Buckets Wealth Management to manage your portfolio?
It's either that or Edward Jones. There's no other option. Yeah.
No, it's the only option. Those are
the only two options
here. So.
We're licensed in Pennsylvania.
So is Shorty. Oh!
Wait, you talking about construction or not?
Oh, whatever you want.
I guess this is a clean podcast, though. So.
We have said nothing inappropriate.
No, but like, it's
all
getting there.
Insinuation. He has a driver's license, correct?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What about driver's license?
That he has a PA. He's licensed. He
in
has a
Pennsylvania.
PA driver's license.
Yes.
Yes, he can drive you anywhere, ladies. He could drive you to Target. Oh, well, ladies want to go to Target.
Probably would.
You walk through Target with a lady that you were in a relationship with.
What?
Like, would you walk?
It's an odd question.
It's an odd question.
If you can, if you could only see Shorty's eyes right now, he's like, "What?
Is this a trick question?" I mean,
would you walk through Target by yourself?
By myself.
Yeah. Do you like Target?
Do you enjoy Target?
I mean, it's a
store.
They
are not a sponsor, but they could be.
Target, where are you?
Dude, I don't enjoy shopping. Period.
Ladies, that is a setback.
Okay.
That
no,
is a setback.
No, see, I think that's okay.
I didn't
okay.
say I would.
It's normal.
It is normal.
That's normal, not a setback.
Through
like if your
Target
lady was
me.
Like, let's go to Target.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There we go.
I mean.
See?
I can't say. The problem with keeping this podcast clean is the fact that I can't say half the stuff that I want to say.
So, you can say it.
No, I'm
you
not.
Don't have to keep it clean.
Listen, I...
Be you.
I'm not saying it.
I meant nothing inappropriate by
it wasn't anything
no, it was
inappropriate.
A straight question
no, no.
Of,
yeah.
I'm just saying that speaks volumes for you.
Well, I'm an upstanding guy.
Well,
oh,
we know
my
that.
Gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, he is an upstanding. Not gentleman. He is an upstanding
yeah,
guy.
Just ladies. He's not looking for a gentleman.
No. Not that I know of.
So. What?
Wow.
So I have a question.
Yes.
What's next for everyone?
Ooh, like, good
what
question.
What like I mean, so Friday? we're getting yeah. Friday? I mean, other than Friday, yeah. And Shorty has
Shorty's
to go
like one day at a time.
Shorty has to go back
today.
To work tomorrow because he didn't work today. But
set
we're gonna
aside
do a pause
the whole day for the podcast.
So the question is,
what's next?
What's next for
what's
everybody?
Next for yeah, we'll go around and we'll go last. But we'll allow our guests to elaborate. So it doesn't have to be anything like what's next professionally, what's next personally, what's next. You have anything going
in
on?
In relationships?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of things.
Okay.
Yeah. So tell us.
So professionally, what's next is...
Three Buckets Wealth Management is a good sponsor of this podcast.
Is opening an office in Tucson, Arizona.
Woo!
Question is, are you moving to Tucson,
I'm
Arizona?
I'm moving to Tucson, ooh. Arizona, but oh. I will be visiting there quite often.
Can you take me with you?
Yes.
That's the next question.
And if you have any other locations that you'd like to see 3 Bucks Wealth Management, let us know.
No,
really,
not near here. That's
they're really,
the reason I would have to see you more often.
They're really branching out. They should consider sponsoring a podcast.
Exactly. We are considering a Florida location, so...
Oh, now see...
Clearwater Beach.
Clearwater.
Sarasota.
I mean, I
Tampa,
could.
Tampa.
I don't know what kind of services I could offer, but I would work there at that point. If it was
what,
in Florida,
what,
I'm here for
what
it.
What of those is the most west?
Tucson, Arizona.
No.
I mean, Tucson, Arizona or
Clearwater?
No, I mean in Florida. Is Clearwater west?
Yeah, that's on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah,
so we want to be west.
To the,
oh, okay.
We want to be in the west.
Well, Sarasota,
so.
Tampa, Clearwater,
yeah.
Oh, so
they're
any
all
of
the
those.
Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
So okay.
I should go on the Panhandle, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Well, that's
like
practically
Destin, Pensacola.
That's
practically Alabama.
That's barely Florida.
Yeah, we don't want that. Yeah. I mean, no offense.
I've never been.
We'll accept them as sponsors for the podcast.
I've never.
Oh my gosh.
I've never been on the Atlantic coast of Florida, to be honest with you. But
I have been.
I would say after...
I gotta tell you, Fort Lauderdale, Miami is not bad.
I gotta be honest. I mean, being in the Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area. I mean...
This rosé smells like hot garbage.
I can't...
It does smell weird, but it does taste
good.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway.
Totally
no,
irrelevant
I,
to what you were talking about.
I can't imagine it being nicer. Like, the Gulf side is really, really
awesome.
I've
only ever been to Orlando, but when we have discussed a Florida office, we have discussed the west.
Yeah, it's...
Western
it's
part of Florida.
So nice.
It's really cool. Well, I mean, we were there at Christmas time with Shorty to visit his mom, and it just... happened
what's
to be
up,
like 40 degrees. And
what's up, Mom?
Shout out to Shody's
mom. Hi, Elaine. All right.
So Arizona location.
Correct.
Yes.
That's going on.
That's professionally.
That's professional.
Personally, my husband and I actually are looking to possibly start a family of more than just us and the dogs.
Bombshell dropped.
Yeah, I think the most shocked person was Nell. Yeah. In this,
I mean, can believe that. I believe your mom was probably surprised, though.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I think it's something that my mom has yearned for, as we probably know.
Sure.
It's difficult for her to hear everyone, you know, your mom and other friends of hers talk about their grandchildren and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what will happen with that, but we are open to it. I will say that.
Okay. Okay.
It'll be
one. Like, not more than that.
It'll be interesting to have you. It'll be interesting, though, to look back and have you back on maybe a year from now. And
yeah, let's
just
do a follow-up.
To see where
we're at.
Listen to a Zero to Travel podcast, and they do some cool things where they have somebody who, like, quit their job or something like that. They're, like, going to commit to travel. Like, they're going to take 6 months, a year, whatever it is, and they're going to travel. So
okay.
They quit their job, and what they do is they'll interview them, like, once they've quit but before they've traveled, and then they'll interview them again after they travel and they're back home or whatever home is for them at that point, and they'll see how it went, like, what were their thoughts on actually, you know, like, quitting the job, and, like, obviously that's stressful, but it's
right.
exciting at the same time. And so they kind of do a before and after, so to speak. And
I'm here for it.
Be interesting to maybe do this down the road to see
if it was the best or worst decision.
Right.
Our
I mean, and a year might be a year might be too soon, because if it, you know, if it doesn't work out, you don't end up having you know, a child. But if you do, a year from now probably is not enough time for you to say yes,
right.
it was a good decision
right.
or not.
Right. Yeah. I will say it's something that, you know, to not be cliche, but it is something that I've kind of. You know, when you're older, you know, you kind of...
Your biological clock
yeah,
is ticking.
And I wouldn't say that. I think I would be fine if I didn't have children. I think it's something that I feel like, much like maybe you feel like with certain aspects of travel, quite mm-hmm. honestly, and how important that is to you and your lifestyle, that if I didn't try, I don't know if I would regret it.
Yeah, no, I can... I think you can put that... You can apply that.
Oh, definitely.
The thought that I kind of have.
Definitely.
Sure. Yeah, no,
whether it works out or not, it may not happen. You know, there's some
right.
some other things that are on the peripheral of that that may prevent it from happening. But
yeah.
I think it's that idea of I don't want to not try and not ever know.
Sure.
If.
Yeah, and another thing, you know, it mixes right in with the professional aspect
mm-hmm.
of what you were talking about, because you got this office opening mm-hmm. in Tucson, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's...
Three Buckets Wealth Management.
Three Buckets
They're
Wealth
opening
Management.
In Tucson.
But it's interesting...
Based in Latham, New York.
Because that's an interesting dynamic considering the timing.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
So you say you're going to be going there, maybe spending some time
mm-hmm.
there. Obviously not staying there for months on end, but...
No, and it's interesting that you say that, because it's something that I really don't think of. Like, to me personally, I don't think there's any reason I can't do both.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I just don't even think about it. You know, we're very close as a family where we work. And so they all kind of know what we're looking at doing. And it really hasn't been mm-hmm. a hindrance in any way. You know, it's still... the thought process that I will be out there for what I need to be out there for. And I will be, you know, here for this office
yeah.
and for also what I need to be here for.
Yeah.
And it just kind of doesn't make a difference either way.
And you can just
okay.
leave your child with them. So be
right.
like, just leave them at the office.
Oh, 100%. We
be
have,
like, be like, you're
yeah,
good.
We have a client concierge, Jen, who is already a grandmother, and she, you know, I would not hesitate one second to leave her.
There you go. I mean,
yes.
you have a...
Wow.
It's
yeah.
built in. So you got the best of both worlds going on.
Yeah.
yeah
no. So I'm lucky in that sense that
yeah.
I don't feel that sort of, you know, torn idea that
that's
if
good.
I have a kid, I'm limiting
yeah.
myself. I
right.
don't feel that.
Right.
Well, that's good, because that can be stressful. When
because
you,
both
when,
are important
when
to
you,
me.
Well, when you want mm-hmm. one of them, but you worry about sacrificing the other. And, you know, it's cool when you don't have to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, Shorty, what's next for you?
Hey, day to day. I mean,
Shorty's been trying to get to Canada for like a year
yeah,
now.
I know.
Yeah, hopefully, I can go to Canada one of these years.
I haven't gotten a Twitter update from the Border Patrol yet. The last one was like 2 weeks ago,
let's
so maybe
hope that's
thinking
a good thing.
About it. What
we have a Three Boys Wealth Management offices about 20 minutes away from the Canadian border.
Wow.
So we can keep you updated on those on those border patrol.
She will take care.
Just forward the emails to me,
please. Absolutely. Are you trying to hunt? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, that's there? we were supposed to go up there this past September and now this September, but I don't think that's happening, so yeah, I mean, hopefully more vacations and...
I want some of that bear oil.
More hanging out and more hunting trips. And,
yeah. Vacations, hanging out, and hunting trips. Yeah. That sounds like a life, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a terrible life.
I think there's something to his life, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
I tell you one thing.
He looked, I mean, he definitely, you know, if you hang around him enough, he definitely seems like one of the happier people, you know. So,
yeah,
he's certainly not unhappy. I'm certain there's some aspects that, you know, he might change a little bit.
I
want to
know, last question, end goal for Shorty, wife or no wife?
Hey, whatever happens.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly open to getting married and all that comes with that, but if it doesn't happen, no big deal.
Yeah. Do you lean towards either way?
Not really.
Okay, so you're 50-50.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Do you think it's more about the person? Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you found the right person.
Oh, yeah. It's
like Eva...
Shockey.
Shockey.
Is that
her name?
Yes, that's her
name.
Not
to be confused with Jeremy Shockey.
Is she a sponsor?
She should be. Eva Shockey sponsored this podcast.
She's married, so no.
She could still sponsor the
she's
podcast.
She's not a candidate.
He also has good morals.
Good. Oh.
Shucks.
Shucks.
So no, I mean, hey. Whatever happens, I mean.
Yeah.
So the door is not closed.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
So anyway.
All right.
I think we're gonna wrap it up there. And the last thing I think we're gonna say is what's next for us.
Yeah.
Is we're actually looking right now. We're trying to plan our first international trip since the pandemic started.
Yes.
I think we may end up in Mexico sometime this summer.
Yeah.
So that is probably next up. We have a YouTube video coming out probably within the week or so. Nell's our expert editor.
This podcast is going to come out after the YouTube video is released. So.
Oh, yeah. So by the time you're listening to this podcast, you'll be able to go then back and watch the YouTube video.
Yes, but
make sure to like and subscribe.
Oh,
like and subscribe.
And watch
YouTube.
My first oyster experience.
smash that subscribe button.
Destroy that subscribe button.
Destroy it.
Can I be your media or your media guide? Like,
yes.
You can.
Absolutely.
You've got so many talents.
My gosh, lady, you need to be.
You don't even know.
I think that was just a self. Advertise.
We're getting sidetracked.
Cool.
We are getting very sidetracked.
Point is,
anyway,
I could be your media guy.
We're gonna go to Mexico probably
in July.
In the end of July.
End of July.
Cancun. Hopefully we end up doing something before that. I mean, not quite that extravagant, but we're looking at going to Mexico in July.
Hawaii in October. But we're trying to put something together for January that's going to be a little more extended.
Ooh,
as far as traveling goes.
Possibly.
So we're going to talk about that coming up.
Yeah, not... It might be a few episodes till we actually have that conversation.
All right. So we really want to thank our guests tonight, Lauren and Shorty, for joining us.
Yes, this was amazing fun.
Yeah.
And we want to thank you all for listening to this podcast, and hopefully you made it to this point, allowing us to bring part of our lives and their lives into your ears.
Yes. So thank you so much for listening. If you have thoughts, any ideas on future episodes, questions, anything like that, kennyandnell@gmail.com. Like and subscribe our YouTube channel, Kenny and Nell, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Just the two of us with Kenny and Nell.
Just the two of us. different than the YouTube name, which right. is just Kenny and Nell.
Thank you so much for listening. Yeah. Stay tuned for the next episode, and we'll.
You've been.
I don't know what.
You.
How do you sign this off?
You have just listened to the Just the Two of Us podcast with Kenny and Nell.
Sponsored by Three Buckets Wealth Management.
Sponsored, but not.